It was a walkthrough today, so a chance just for those guys to kind of get one more test run of it, more mental work, and they'll take this time to kind of recoup their bodies a little bit and get some treatment, and then tomorrow will be our final prep day.
Do you, have you talked to the starters about what they're
not No, you know do? What? We talked about as a staff. We have a pretty good idea, but I've not shared it with the team, specifically the playing time.
Wouldn't you like a guy like Stephen Morris figures to play a lot?
Yeah.
What do you want to see out of him?
Well, I think continued growth. You know, where he has had, he's shown signs of good leadership, where he's had some, put some good drives together. Now I think just he has to do it for a longer period of time.
We've got a rookie kicker.
Yeah.
Do you have to be patient with him, or how's that?
No, I think, you know what, he's done a good job. I mean, really the whole kicking competition or what that took place, both guys did really well, Josh and Jason. And I think Jason has gone in there and, you know, in preseason has done a nice job in practice, charting everything. He's done a really good job. I like his demeanor. I said that yesterday, his poise. So, you know, I'm sure like every kicker, there's going to be times during the season where they miss one or two or whatever the case is, but we feel strongly about his demeanor and consistency, what we thought saw in practice, that it will carry over. But I will say this, when he kicked one in practice yesterday, there was more eyes watching him, I think, on the team. yeah, he did. And so it was good. So, you know, I'm sure he feels that part of it, but the team has really rallied around him.
He showed great range in practice and kicked a long one in the game. Where do you feel comfortable if the conditions are right?
Well, I think that, you know, we tried a 60-yarder and, you know, in that range, we would, you know, feel comfortable that because he's done it in practice. What we like about him is his get-off. He's got a quick get-off and his height that he gets off on his field goals. You know, he gets it up in the air real quick. So all those things are, you know, advantageous to us. I know last year we had a couple things that some issues with that. I will give Josh credit. He got it corrected. So, but I think it's more evident to us when we see a kicker that has those traits, how much we appreciate it.
I guess how concerning is the Julius Thomas news from yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we were all, I think, looking at and hoping that he would be back game one. It was, you know, it was still a chance that he might not be able to be ready. You know, it's unfortunate, but he's, you know, it's not the whole season. It's not eight games or anything like that. So it's, you know, something that's come up. I do feel fortunate that the offense for a couple games, what, three games now after this game, were without Julius and moved the ball and did some really good things. So that's a positive. So we'll only be stronger when he gets back.
Will Sample and Sterling play?
Yes. Yes, they both will play.
Chris, how's AJ Cam come along in camp?
He's done a good job. We've seen signs of him being really physical. That was a situation we were looking at with him and Zane, and how are we going to do this? And I think it's really helped them both. I think Zane has stepped up, and I'm really excited for what he's accomplished. AJ has shown flashes. I think the consistency. But if something would happen and AJ goes in, I don't think we would blink. You know, I think that we'd say, you know what, he might have a learning curve there, but in the long run, I think he'll be pretty good. So we're very pleased with him. It's just that Zane's playing pretty well right now.
Since Yeldon only played one game, do you want to give him a little bit of a look?
Yeah, I think there's two thoughts on that. You know, I've had conversations with him. I think that the first game was good for him. He would say that it helped him as far as the speed of the game and, you know, getting some carries and get hit a couple times. So it's something that we'll evaluate, how much he'll play. It'll be, if any, be limited. If any.
Why, will you tell the players ahead of time who won't play?
Yeah, I'll probably tell them tomorrow.
Why? Why not wait right up until game time and have them?
Well, because I think they have an idea with the practice reps, you know, who's getting all the practice reps, you know, so, it's, you know, just like you guys, it's hard for me to lie to you guys. It's hard to lie to them. So, I think they understand and it's not a game. I think it's just, you know, get them to prepare and the other guys and have everybody a part of it.
You said before camp started, this probably will be some of the toughest roster moves you've had to make to get to 53. Has it turned out like that?
Yeah, I think we'll have some tough decisions. Yes, we do. I think that there'll be some players. You know, there's going to be, you know, I think when it gets down to it, four or five tough decisions that we'll have to make.
You seem pretty confident in who you have at punt returner. How is the battle going at kick returner?
Pretty good. Denard, I think you'll see him. But we like Grant. Now, this will be a good opportunity for Grant in this game to get some carries and see what he does. So you'll see him return. And he's in a competitive situation to make this team. So between those two guys, you know, taking a look at it, guy like Nick Marshall, you know, see what he can do. So, you know, and he'll maybe get a chance to return both punt return and kick return. So another opportunity to evaluate these guys.
He only also played one game. Will you think about playing him or?
The only talk would be if it was situations, but I would say limited, if any, with him. Unlikely that Chris Cummins will play.
He also said that you guys conducted some kind of survey in the off season where he'd be better off not playing first and second downs.
I did not know that survey.
Is that with Washington?
Well, no, we did see just, you know, sometimes we go through it. Like, very similar, we do that with everybody. Remember Sinderick last year, played multiple reps, or 2 years ago, and then we cut him down some, and he was more effective. We do that with a lot of the players, and we felt like he became more effective if we could limit him some on his plays. But it's a little bit different situation now, you know, with some of the injuries that we've had. And so his role might increase, but I think we're careful not to go overboard with it. That's why you're hearing about Chris Smith getting more of an opportunity.
I think Marshall's played on defense in the games.
In games, I would say okay. Okay. Yeah, he's shown some signs that he's, you know, learning the position. You know, he goes out there and he competes, but I think he just needs more time playing the position.
Expected?
Yeah, a little bit expected. In practice, done a nice job. I think he's a quick study. I think he's further along than we anticipated. But in games, you know, I think for me to sit here and say great, you know, would not be accurate, you know. But I think we're excited about his abilities.
Daniels and Walters both need to play, you know, fighting for spots, but they're a little banged up. You think they can go? How is their status?
Yeah, I'll find out more. I think Walters is a little bit better off. I think he should be in good shape. Daniels, that will be yet to be seen today, you know, on further evaluation.
With Marshall and Grant, guys that can return, how much do you weigh the return ability versus their actual position play?
It's tough. I think that you look at the big picture. You know, if you look at Grant as a punt returner and you say, if a guy like Rashad is a guy that you feel good about, and now where does Walters fit in? You know, if he's the fifth receiver, turns out to be the fifth receiver and can return, you know, now you have a backup at punt returner. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it. And then just how explosive he is as a returner. You know, we saw Grant show some explosiveness as a kick returner. You know, those things jump out at you. Something that we really haven't had. So, you know, you take that into consideration too. But I think it's, you know, you look at depth and, you know, if this guy is your returner, who's the backup? I think he can play into it.
Is this good, this idea of holding all the starters out the last
game? I don't know if it, you know, that's what I think we're going through and trying to determine. Last year we had 8 guys sit, and then we had the other guys play. You know, so I don't know. To me, it's a competitive situation. I'd like to have everybody play, you know, honestly. But I think we got to be smart. I think we got to make wise decisions. And you know, one thing I'm taking into account is offensively, I think last week we had 89 plays on offense. And the week before that, the first team offense played like 35 plays. So overall plays, I think we're at more than what we anticipated. So I think that factors into how much they play in the last game.
Although 2 weeks off going to the first game without playing, is that a plus or a minus? Or?
I guess we'll see if the guys that don't, you know, if they come out and they're on fire, it's a good decision. If they don't, then it's going to go back to they should have played. But I think you take all these things into account. It's not a gut feeling. You're looking at all the possibilities and how much to work them and what's happened in the past with guys. And you just try to make decisions off the facts. Good process hopefully leads to good decision.
I don't know, I think Belichick was one of the first guys to do this about not playing anybody in the last game.
I don't know. I think we're just looking at our situation and where we're at. And I do think the number of reps offensively that we had is playing into it.